From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A Moscow subway train pulls out of a station carrying jittery commuters a day after 39 people died in two subway bombings. Peter Van Dyke reports Russia is observing a day of mourning for the victims.
There was a subdued air on the Moscow subway for this morning's rush hour. A full service is running and the trains were almost as crowded as usual, but many commuters said they were afraid. Temporary memorials have been placed on the platforms at the two stations where the bombers struck, and lots of people left flowers. The attacks have been blamed on rebels in Russia's North Caucasus, and there is speculation that they were retaliation for the recent killing of militant leaders by Russian police. Violence has been largely limited to the North Caucasus region in recent years, but security has been stepped up across the country amid fears that the attacks could be the start of a wider campaign. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Just about 2 hours from now, President Obama is due to sign the health care overhaul bill's reconciliation provisions, signaling once again a victory on one of his top domestic agenda items. Congress passed the reconciliation provisions, a package of changes designed to satisfy both House and Senate lawmakers whose bills differed, and Democrats avoided a supermajority vote in the Senate, which Republicans had vowed would bring the bill down. In an interview with NBC's The Today Show, the president recognizes the fierce partisan battle over health care. Mr. Obama says he wants both parties to keep working toward a more civil style.
What's important is that we recognize, A, we can disagree without being disagreeable, B, that all of us, Republicans and Democrats, have a responsibility as leaders to set the tone.
The president says he will keep pushing his agenda items and will continue to incorporate Republican ideas into his proposals. The world's largest atom smasher is finally up and running today. NPR's Richard Harris reports scientists and technicians have launched the multi-billion-dollar experiment that runs under the Swiss-French border after years of preparation.
Physicists and technicians erupted in cheers and applause today when their experiment finally started working. It's been 15 years in the making, but at last, atomic particles are colliding head-on with one another inside a 17-mile-long circular tunnel. As the particles collide, they produce showers of even smaller particles, which are then observed in four detectors positioned around the ring. It's the world's most powerful atom smasher, and physicists hope it will answer some of the deepest questions about our universe, including how matter came into being and why so much of the material in the universe is invisible. Ultimately, physicists hope to detect something called the Higgs boson, sometimes known as the God particle. But if that exists, it's not likely to be seen for a few years. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Flood warnings are posted from the Carolinas to Maine as the huge rainstorm moves up the East Coast, soaks rivers, soaks ground. This is NPR News. An uptick in flu cases in Georgia and other southeastern states has federal officials warning that Americans should get vaccinations against H1N1 swine flu if they don't have them already. Here's more from NPR's Richard Knox.
Most people may think swine flu has gone away, but federal officials say Georgia and 10 other states, mostly in the southeast, are still seeing severe and even dangerous cases of the flu. In no state is the new H1N1 flu widespread, but Georgia, Alabama, and South Carolina are seeing regional outbreaks. Last week, Georgia had more than 40 people hospitalized with swine flu, generally adults with chronic diseases who didn't heed earlier calls to get vaccinated. For 3 weeks running, Georgia has seen more hospital cases of flu than any other state. Health officials say they're not worrying about another big wave of swine flu, but they say many more people could get seriously ill if they don't get the shot. Richard Knox, NPR News.
There's a ninth arrest in an alleged plot to spark an uprising against the U.S. government. A search in southern Michigan has turned up the ninth suspect, who officers say surrendered. Prosecutors allege 8 men and 1 woman are part of a so-called Christian militia based in Michigan. Investigators believe they were planning an attack in April, starting with the murder of a police officer. Pakistan says its forces have bombed militant hideouts in the northwestern tribal region of Orakzai and destroyed some of them. The government says the raids have killed at least 10 militants. The Orakzai region is considered a stronghold of the Pakistan Taliban leader Hakimullah Massoud. Officials think he may have been killed in a U.S. drone aircraft attack in January, but that has not been established beyond a doubt. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.